Europe got a new tiny country several months ago. The former Yugoslav province of Montenegro voted in May to become independent. Its departure from a political union with Serbia was peaceful. That was in marked contrast to the wars of the 1990s that tore Yugoslavia apart. But unresolved tensions of the region linger beneath Montenegro's official optimism, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Montenegro's coast is beautiful. Mountains drop into the Adriatic Sea across from southern Italy. This used to be the playground of European royalty and movie stars. With independence, that kind of attention is growing again.
Oh, they've turned on the waters.
Real estate agent Anna Marievich shows off a $2.5 million villa in 17th century Paris. The house has several waterfalls on a series of terraces, each with a better view of the inviting Kotor Bay. Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas were spotted house hunting here recently. Marievich's colleague, Andrea Marston, says plenty of people are interested in Montenegro.
You come here and you see the mountains and you see the sea and think, OK, this is just stunning. It's very different to anywhere else in Europe. But it's still quite raw. You can see the potential of the place if you squint your eyes, but, you know, it's not quite there yet.
Around 650,000 people live here in a country smaller than Connecticut. There was no fighting in Montenegro during the most recent Balkan Wars, although in 1991, Montenegrin troops attacked Dubrovnik in neighboring Croatia. Foreign Minister Miodrag Vlahovic says it took a lot of work to get Western support for independence from Serbia.
Not to persuade, but to assure our foreign partners that the referendum in Montenegro is not a problematic thing, that it will not create any kind of negative domino effect within the region.
But that kind of domino effect, he's sure won't happen, is regularly discussed at a Serb bar near the coastal town of Herceg Novi. Chatting on a slow afternoon, bar owner Nejelko Ukropina says he's a Serb, and he'd like to see Serb-majority areas in Montenegro rejoin Serbia. Ukropina named his place Boža Pravde, the title of Serbia's national anthem. He painted the walls the colors of the Serbian flag. Pictures of Serb heroes are all over, including two of Radko Mladic, who's wanted for war crimes. Ukropina says Montenegro has changed since the breakup of Yugoslavia.
Old Montenegrins have always been Serbs, but new Montenegrins are also Albanians, Muslims, Croats, all centuries-old enemies of Serbs. Now they've joined together against Serbs in Montenegro. Up until the war, and then this referendum, we were one people.
Anji Kapicic passionately disagrees. The museum curator says she's Montenegrin. She gets teary just talking about long-awaited independence.
We cannot forget that Montenegro fought the Turks for 500 years and it stayed free. Montenegro is an old state with many traditions. It's not at all a whim of some new political trend or agenda.
The argument between these two is reflected in parliamentary elections this week and the effort to write a new constitution. Opposition Serb parties are trying to maintain ties to Belgrade, while the government is campaigning on its success at achieving independence, which it says has increased its chances of joining NATO and the European Union. But some government critics say touting independence is just a way to hide how little the government has done against corruption and incompetence. Students visiting Montenegro's old royal capital of Cetinje play with a traditional instrument for sale at a tourist stand. They grew up surrounded by war and instability and say they're turned off by politics. But they do have opinions about Montenegro's independence. Milena Žmukić doesn't like people who live here but call themselves Serbs.
They say that they love more Serbian than Montenegro, and that's not good. Those people aren't good for Montenegro and for its development.
3 months after independence, Serbia still looms large in Montenegro. Most of the summer tourists that are so crucial to the economy come from Serbia. The dominant religion is the Serbian Orthodox Church, which is worried by veiled threats from a movement to restore the Montenegrin Orthodox Church. Student Andrea Stajkic says there's still confusion over her country's identity.
It is over when somebody asks you where you're from. But where are you born? That's the question. You don't know if you're supposed to say Yugoslavia or Serbian Montenegro or just Montenegro.
She hopes that won't be a problem for the next generation. Emily Harris, NPR News, Montenegro.